forever.
Welcome to
the
Big
Podcast
Audition.
That's it.
So this is our first episode of the Big
Podcast Audition. Oh, it's audition.
Yeah, audition. Mm-hmm. So this episode, we have Christopher from Brownsville, Texas.
He's 21 years old.
And he's pitching us a really cool podcast idea.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. It involves people talking about things that they don't exactly know anything about.
So, me and Sally Burtnick, we're going to get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Christopher?
Yes.
Christopher! Christopher, it's Hi. Mary and Sally.
It's me, Sally, and that's Mary.
Hi, I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. How are you, Christopher?
I'm okay. I've been really nervous all day, so...
Are you sweating?
I went to the gym.
Ooh, you went to the gym?
I was horny. Sweaty.
That's hot.
It was less horny when I was hyperventilating.
I don't know about that.
So, Christopher, you're 21.
Wow.
You live in Brownsville, Texas.
Incredible.
We previously spoke about that horrible Walmart in your town.
Oh, yeah. I guess I was actually going to send you an update message about how when I was walking downtown, I saw an attack helicopter because of the whole caravan thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I don't know what you're talking about.
So he lives like on the border. And do you remember a while ago when like the first, oh, my God, they're keeping kids in cages stories came out? And there was one about this was taking place. One of the detention centers was in an abandoned Walmart.
Holy fucking shit.
That's in his
shit.
Town. That's where
Holy
he lives.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I could literally.
So that was the last time we talked.
Wow. Well, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could literally park downtown and, like, go to Mexico, which is, you know, it's pretty cool because it's the safest area, one of the safest areas in Mexico to go to. Mm-hmm. But it's still very scary to live around here because anything that happens to the border, anything that happens as far as like immigration law, we get affected by that financially and all that stuff. And so a while ago I moved to Austin, and it wasn't until like I moved back that I really started, you know, appreciating my culture and like the people here. Because when you're growing up here, especially as like Mexican American, if you're too American, the Mexican side of you and your family won't really accept you as being Mexican. And outside of that, if you're too Mexican in America, they won't accept you as an American. And so that's something that I've sort of struggled with my whole life.
Isn't that what they say in Blood In, Blood Out?
What's that?
Christopher, do you know Blood In, Blood Out?
I do not.
What?
Is that like transfusion?
Well, I think that's the...
I guess I'm racist, but I thought that this was a film that every single Chicana was required to watch while growing up.
Oh,
as
no,
we know, there are tons of rules.
Freedom Riders.
Yeah. Blood In, Blood Out, Mi Familia, Mi Vida Loca.
Oh, I thought Mi Familia.
Yeah, come on. So Blood In, Blood Out is one of
those. I saw the Selena movie like 5 times in school.
And so it's one of the characters is like... a white Mexican. I think like his dad was white. And so he gets teased for being white. And then that, you know, makes him want to be act the most Mexican or whatever. And everyone is having identity journeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, so you're calling because you have a podcast idea.
Wow,
that was
gear
a nice
switch.
Tangent. I really enjoyed that.
So would you tell us about your podcast idea?
Yeah, so actually I wrote notes on this because I was kind of nervous.
The you idea should be nervous.
Came from, like,
I'm very critical.
Just kidding. I'm really mean.
So the idea came from my friend and I talking about how much we enjoy TED Talks. Mm-hmm. But we sort of feel like, you know, as great as they can be a bit daunting. Like, sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the fact that I don't know shit about astrophysics or like medical science, but I love hearing professionals like talk about their crafts. You know, I love hearing that like innovations in science and medical stuff. And it just makes me sort of feel like, oh, we're really in like a Blade Runner-esque future. You know, I asked her, you know, about mansplaining, because for a while I didn't really understand what it was. And I tried not to explain anything to anybody because I didn't want to like...
Wise choice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so...
Thank you for your service.
Was, I'd be like, you can Google it. And so I explained something to her and she was like, no, that's not mansplaining at all. And then I thought like, oh, well, what if we made a podcast where it was like the reverse? Like, you're explaining things to me that I don't know. And then we sort of decided that it would be cool if we did a podcast where we go in completely blind, not knowing anything about a topic. Mm-hmm. And we sort of research it together and, you know, the listeners and the audience would learn about that topic with us.
Research the topic like right now, right?
Yeah, like live.
Like live.
Yeah.
At least for this particular. Yeah. So you want
Mary
Sally
had suggested
to
doing
sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Okay.
So like Mary had suggested sort of shark tanking the idea and seeing what works and mm-hmm. what doesn't and sort of helping me out. Because this is all really new to me. This would be the first podcast that
yeah,
I did.
The podcast biz.
Oh, it's a huge biz. Yeah, you're gonna make tons of money.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, no, so,
so you suggested that Sally give us a topic and then you and I, Christopher, research and explain it to Sally live, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Christopher, do you know what Mary's doing when she's saying your name like that?
I'm talking on my laptop.
Okay.
But like, I don't have the visual confirmation.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. She's just saying your name as though you're Christopher from The Sopranos. So I had a feeling maybe that was lost. Just so you know, this is how she's referring to you. Not positive nor negative.
Really quick tangent. Yeah. I'm really upset that like I didn't get to experience The Sopranos as it was happening.
I didn't either.
Yeah, because like, I don't know.
I did it recently.
Like, we have pretty good stuff out now, but it's not really the same as like...
No, best show on television, hands down.
What's going to happen this week?
Jersey, Italians, one more key ask for. It's the best show on television. It's the best show that there is going to be on television.
All right, let's get into it, Sally. What's our topic?
I think your guys' topic is cyanobacteria.
Cyanobacteria.
I'd like to know what their whole deal is and maybe how they can help us or hinder.
Thank you so much for asking, Sally, because we actually know a lot about this.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'd really love to hear about cyanobacteria.
Perfect.
See, I know that this color, this blue-green bacteria, this is a very pretty color. That's as far as I've gotten.
Absolutely. So we got a clock going. I'll say we will research and explain for 10 minutes, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
So I'm really glad that you brought up cyanobacteria.
I'm so glad that I asked.
I do know that you're probably a big fan, being that your favorite colors are blue-green, and it's blue-green algae.
Exactly.
Obviously.
I love that.
Hey, twinsies. I love blue-green.
Yeah. Well, actually...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, you.
Sorry, I just found out that it's a fossil. What?
Yes, exactly. Isn't that wild? And I want to know more about that.
Well, it's interesting.
It's so weird.
Because cyanobacteria is actually in the news lately, as we all know.
What's in the news?
Well, I mean, you already know this, that mushrooms unlock energy producing potential of cyanobacteria.
Yes.
So I'm stoked about that.
Me too. Mushrooms unlock the energy potential? Mary, maybe you could explain that article to me while Christopher researches something else about cyanobacteria.
Okay.
And loads up on that.
Ooh.
Well,
okay.
I'm just really stoked about this because, you know, we're always looking for clean energy sources, right?
Yeah.
And I think that will help us also with our national security, okay? We don't want to be oil dependent.
No.
And so right in our midst, hello, we got mushrooms, we got cyanobacteria, we got fuel, honey.
Wow.
So we've actually been developing this at the Stevens Institute of Technology.
Where
in
you
Jersey,
work.
Where I work.
Yeah.
And profess to students.
Yes, you do.
So, yeah, it's going pretty good.
That's incredible. Clean energy is so important.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, tell you stuff that you already know, but, you know, just to recap.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Cyanobacteria, as an algae, obviously already has a lot of energy because it harnesses from photosynthesis
exactly
all day long. Mm-hmm. Hello. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's a form of clean energy.
Exactly. So we just need to harness that, and we're getting pretty close.
That's so exciting to hear. I'm really excited to hear about the leaps and bounds that you make in regards to harnessing your clean energy from cyanobacteria.
We're definitely, you know, getting stoked to produce electricity with the dang stuff,
I'm stoked on that.
Yeah. Christopher? Hey, Mary. Hey, Sally.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
Here's another really interesting thing.
Oh, please.
Let me tell you about this. There are various types of cyanobacteria. Mm-hmm. One specific type called spirulina, I hope I didn't butcher that too much, is considered to be a very healthy food source.
Yes, that's they true. Have it as an option at Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
I hear this article on LG Sonic.
Sounds
saying
legit.
That they sell it in tablet forms, which is interesting. And then right underneath that, there's a video called How a Single-Celled Organism Almost Wiped Out Life on Earth.
Oh,
and it's a TED video.
It's a TED?
So I guess, it's a TED Ed video. That's pretty cool. I'm going to click on that real quick. I'm wearing headphones, though.
Wow.
Well,
I hope that cyanobacteria doesn't wipe out all life on this Earth.
I hope
that was another Earth that almost got wiped out.
Yeah, Earth 2, where all the racists live. That would be a good Earth to wipe out.
We should.
So, you know, I'm pretty, as I said, stoked about the energy potential of cyanobacteria.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, it's not just the cyanobacteria living on the surface. Cyanobacteria was found actually 600 meters underground. And that's without sunlight. It's still containing energy. And
that's crazy.
Right?
That is crazy.
So, you know.
What does that mean? Does it mean that we can live on Mars?
It does mean we can live on Mars. Because actually, we have been working to terraform Mars with cyanobacteria.
We have?
Yes.
I was wondering.
Really?
I was really wondering
if the two had anything to do with each other.
Well, I mean, obviously, the bacteria is largely responsible for the creation of breathable atmosphere on Earth.
Well, yeah, I know.
So, you know, why not try it on Mars?
Well, yeah, I would love
to. Mary hit the mother load because I found this LG Sonic article and it's just shit talking our boy.
Oh, our boy Cyan?
The bacteria, yo. Like, all it's saying is, like, it could really affect the way you swim.
Well, you swim
in no dang water.
I think you bring up a really good point, though. Cyanobacteria can be deadly to humans, comma, animals.
It can?
Yeah.
Why? Does it explain what it does to human, comma, animals' body?
Christopher, do you know anything about this? You're more of the expert on this subject. And if this isn't really your area of expertise, then, you know, be sure, you know, tell us, you know, whatever is cooking with you in cyanobacteria.
Well, this thing is basically saying that there are toxins in specific types of cyanobacteria that when eaten or drank when you're like swimming or whatever, if you accidentally ingest that, it could... Well, let's just say it's not going to be a very good time.
No.
It'll definitely, you know, make you quite, quite sick.
Damn. Can't
read this article fast enough.
Okay. So harmful and beneficial, it sounds like cyanobacteria are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like everything.
Which I would say is like many most things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many. Many, most, maybe even every.
Wow. I mean, I like chocolate, but too much, I don't know. You know, that's how I feel about cyanobacteria.
Too many cups. Mm-hmm. Maybe
we can make a cyanobacteria with chocolate in it. I mean, the opposite. A chocolate with cyanobacteria in it.
Yeah.
Then you can put that in your car and...
And drive it.
Dude,
and it's the fuel.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can drive the car to Mar and terraform Mars.
Yeah, but we do have to be careful because, you know, these toxic growths that do occur sometimes in cyanobacteria, the poisoning happens quick.
Mm-hmm.
Death can occur in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking minutes or hours or days, depending on the toxin and the amount ingested.
Of a human or an animal?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so we got
to... I will say that like, cyanobacteria does work as sort of like a... like an indicator of how bad, you know, climate change is at the moment. I mean, nowadays the visible signs of global climate change are evident in the numerous massive algal blooms events we are observing worldwide, driven by warm water conditions, of course.
Oh, and then we see the cyanobacteria in the warm water?
Right. That's why when NASA is like observing like the planet and they're looking at like the water and stuff, if it's all green and junk, You know, we got a problem.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually, at first I was pretty stoked on the energy potential of cyanobacteria, but now I'm actually quite scared of this stuff.
Seems like we've taken a turn.
I'm sorry, but I think this stuff is overgrown and we need to get rid of the stuff.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but it's dangerous.
And it's only getting worse until we do something about it.
Very harsh words from Houlihan.
Ay, ay, ay.
Regarding... cyanobacteria.
Is it ruled then? Have we decided cyanobacteria sucks?
Well, let me answer your question with another question.
I would love
Why is Florida experiencing its most toxic algae bloom in a decade?
Yeah, this is where I got the idea.
Oh, snap.
Florida is having a certified algae crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. And don't get me started on the Great Lakes.
I won't get you started on them because I can't get you stopped.
They're also having a big toxic algae issue.
And it's cyanobacteria.
I'm not happy about it.
Unbelievable. I thought we liked this stuff and now it's turned on me completely.
Yeah.
You know, it's very much like, I can't think of a reference now, but yeah, it's very bad.
Yeah. Like a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you're eating something and you're like, oh, that kind of tastes good. And then you find out, they accidentally put spicy stuff in it. Like, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm. They do that.
It's true.
And that is like cyanobacteria. Yeah, like
Chipotle.
It could be good, like Chipotle. But then you find out that it's actually spicy, aka noxious, toxic, and harmful. And then that's like the spice.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I hate to veer the conversation away from cyanobacteria for a second.
But I'm open to it.
This is something that I was wondering on my own time the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Why is E. coli so... why is it in greens and spinach so often?
I think it's
like, why is it like running rampant?
Yeah.
Right now?
I think there's a couple things. Oh, go ahead, Christopher.
Oh, I think it's like the way that they wash and I guess take care of the plants and I guess just the food in general.
Yeah. You know? I think that with like, I think it has to do a lot with that, like, farms are near pig farms. And they like dig these like troughs for the pigs to shit in, ditches. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time the irrigation will like cover the greens in pig shit. And then also there's a lot of reports of like people working in the fields, like they're working in really shitty conditions and they don't have access to bathrooms and they shit in the fields.
Yeah.
And then that also gets into the irrigation. Jeez. And then they have all this bacteria in them. And, you know, you don't really wash lettuce as well as like anything else. Like pork has all these specific temperatures it has to be frozen at and stuff. And lettuce is kind of just like it's in the field. It's in the salad the next day because it wilts.
Right.
And that's time.
And lettuce has all those like little notches.
Yes.
Oh.
Little notch. So, Christopher, what do you think of the podcast? How do you think it went?
I think it went a lot better than I thought it was going to go. my biggest fear is like having dead air and like just being quiet while we look stuff up. And I think I've got some ideas that could really like, I guess, benefit the podcast now, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. I think that's a great idea for a podcast. I think it definitely works with another person. Mm-hmm. And like going back and forth, like I said, like just one person just talk about whatever you're reading while the other person just like looks something up and gets it on retainer.
I think having three people, you know, was really great for that.
I also think it could be funny if you were only allowed maybe 1 minute off air to look stuff up. Or while, like, the third person, the arbiter, like, just talks. And then you have to just, like, make shit up and, like, lie. you have some facts, so and then you just have to go with those facts and just be like, yeah, and also this.
I like how it took a turn where we were very pro at the beginning and then by the end we really hated this stuff.
Yeah.
So that seems like a fun thing that could happen with really any topic, especially historical figures, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You'd be like, oh, they're so great.
Gosh, and then especially. It's
this guy. Yeah.
Did you know that like Ford, I found this out the other day, like Ford straight up sent Jeeps to the Nazis.
What? Jeeps?
And then he got like an award. Yeah, like Jeeps. And he got like an award for that.
What the fuck?
He got like the highest honor you can as like Nazi honors go.
Damn.
And then I also found out about like the whole Santa thing, that Nazis invented Fanta because we couldn't ship Coke over there, or they couldn't receive Coke because of like the embargo or whatever.
That is a very long story. I don't know about that much. I have heard that, but also Santa has been around for so long, like in a bunch of different cultures, and but he always looks like Santa. And the Germans had Santa for a long ass time. They had like
They had like Sinterklaas.
Yeah, Sinterklaas. And
didn't he like put shit in your shoes or something?
Yeah, he'll put like shit in your shoes or something.
Like literal shit. If you're like an asshole, he's gonna take a big old shit in your shoe.
A lot of people have shoe stuff. The Dutch, I feel like
Mexico
Central
has
America.
Shoe stuff. We have like Santa straight up puts stuff in your shoes, and there's also, if you're bad, like a rat character in Mexican folklore will come and like leave like really crappy stuff in your shoes that's like not useful at all.
Like bits of plastic, a shattered CD-ROM.
Yeah, like a hammer without the part that you actually use.
Yeah, that's funny. That would hurt to step on too.
Oh, what a rude little rat.
Rude little rat.
Oh, what a ratone.
Rude rat.
Ratone. Ay, ratone.
Cool. So
he's going, like Ratatouille, but shitty.
Yes. So
shitty Ratatouille.
Going forward, do you think you're going to take this podcast to the next level? Do you think you're going to do it? Do you think you and your friend are going to co-host it? Or do you think it'll be you hosting every time with a different cast of characters?
I'm honestly thinking, because I would like to have different people on each time, and I know that my friend's like super busy, but like I definitely do want to go forward with it, because in 2019 I want to start fulfilling my goals more.
Wow.
I have another podcast that I've been like talking about for like years, but I feel like that podcast for me is way too easy, and I want something that actually challenges me, you know?
Jump in head first.
Jump in.
Dive in, I guess that would be. If you jump into something head first, you would be diving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, it doesn't sound like it was that hard. It sounds like it kind of, you know. No. If you put some cool music behind it, like some CSI music, like while you're like Googling the stuff, or like, and then like maybe some like epic like Da Vinci Code music behind it while you're like explaining the stuff, then maybe it would be like really good.
So the big cue, what's the name of this podcast?
So at first I wanted to call it
The Kaminsky Method. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I wanted to call it What Is This? Or because of the whole, it started off as like the whole mansplaining thing. And so I wanted to say, whoa, man, explain that. And so it's sort of like woman, explain that. Mm-hmm. And so it would be like when we're switching off, it would be like man, woman. That's like a little pun.
That's that sounds sick. But, can I make a suggestion that's not the Kaminsky Method?
Sure.
Call it.
Yeah, totally.
Call it What's This? From the 1994 Henry Selick directed Nightmare Before Christmas, put out by Touchstone Pictures. Can you call it that?
I would love that. I think we can, but we would have to change the music. So like it'd be like, instead of doing it exactly, we'd have to make our own words up.
Yeah, you just have to. So I think what I'm really suggesting is just that I just think you should just release a podcast of you just doing What's This from Nightmare Before Christmas.
What's This? But each time the lyrics are different.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love that.
Agreed. Yeah. And then you do it about your suggested topics to research.
Honestly, that's the podcast idea I had, where it's called No But ... And so it would just be my friend and I going, it's like this, but like, no, it's like this. Mm-hmm. And then it was just straight off for like an hour.
It's
like a TV,
real,
but it's kind of like a microwave.
Sure. What about a play on, so Ted, their subtitle is Ideas Worth Spreading. Like, but these ideas aren't worth spreading because they're poorly researched. So I don't know. Ideas.
Ideas
kind of worth spreading.
How about just ideas? ... And then
worth spreading?
Yeah.
Question mark.
But the question mark is in parentheses.
Oh, I like that. That's like edgy.
Yeah.
Or Ted JK.
Ted JK.
Parentheses question mark is my favorite bar.
That sounds like an Austin bar for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Christopher.
Well,
definitely had
a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing games. What a joy.
Awesome. Well, y'all take care.
You too.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I like him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yay.
Yeah, he's fucking sick.
Well.
Yo, I fucking love him. Yo, I want to be his friend.
Christopher, I want to be his friend.
Wow. That podcast was dope. Wow. What a great idea Christopher had for his podcast. You know, don't you think, Mary?
I think Christopher is going to have a lot of success with his new podcast, perhaps two podcasts.
Perhaps two. And I hope he finds somebody to host it with him, because he keeps saying his friend is busy.
You know, best of luck to the guy.
And we believe in you, Christopher.
Thank you. And be sure to watch the 1994, I believe, film.
Yeah.
Blood In, Blood Out, starring Benjamin Bratt.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.